It's Thursday, July 2nd. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Just weeks after Superintendent Wayne Barker announced his intent to retire, the NACS board announced Brandon Bidding would assume the role in July 2027. Indiana's First Lady Maureen Braun visited the Allen County Public Library Wednesday to read to children in honor of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And Governor Mike Braun announced on Tuesday that he is seeking applications for a new commissioner on the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Just weeks after Superintendent Wayne Barker announced his intent to retire, the Northwest Allen County Schools Board announced a plan to elevate an assistant superintendent to the position. Brandon Bidding is currently the assistant superintendent for operations and safety. He has been with the school district since 2013. According to a press release issued Wednesday afternoon, Bidding would assume the role in July 2027. Barker and Bidding would work together to create a smooth transition. NACS Board President Liz Hathaway cited Bidding's leadership skills and experience in his selection. While at NACS, Bidding has worked as an assistant principal and a principal at Carroll High School. Before coming to the district, Bidding worked as an assistant principal at Central Noble High School. He also worked as a science teacher and coach at both Central Noble and Fremont High Schools. The board will consider the issue later this month. Indiana's First Lady Maureen Braun visited the Allen County Public Library Wednesday to read to children in honor of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Braun has taken the Imagination Library on as a personal project, following the removal of state funding for the program from the Indiana budget last year. ACPL Executive Director Susan Bayer says the library was honored to host Braun. She also says local funding to make up for the loss has shown people's passion for the program.
This is a program that our community has really embraced, and we get donations from individuals. We've had donations from charities and from foundations and from businesses. We envision this program having legs and going on for years to come.
Braun read aloud from The Little Engine That Could, Dolly Parton's favorite book, to a group of children before signing copies of the book for each of them. Earlier this year, Braun announced her fundraising for the Imagination Library was 90% of the way to its goal, but didn't say what the goal was or how much money had been raised. Governor Mike Braun announced Tuesday that he is seeking applications for a new commissioner on the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, which oversees utility company rate cases. WFYI's Zach Castle has more.
After the commission approved a rate increase for AES Indiana mid-June, Braun was unhappy with the decision, so he shook things up. He called on it to reconsider its 3-1 decision. Then, he demoted Chairman Andy Zay and replaced him with Commissioner Anthony Swinger, who abstained from the AES rate vote. Commissioner David Valletta submitted his resignation on June 26th. He voted to approve the rate increase. His letter says it's effective at the end of August or sooner, pending a replacement. Valletta served as commissioner for 4 years and was a staff member since 2009. Braun said in a statement on social media that he's looking for a commissioner, quote, who will keep ratepayers front and center. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
The IURC is accepting applications until July 7th. 13,000 people were injured using fireworks in the U.S. last year. WFYI's Chloe White reports on how to stay safe while celebrating the 4th of July.
As you prepare the barbecue grill and head to your local fireworks stand this year, don't forget that a 4th of July firework display can quickly become dangerous. It's important to avoid leaning over fireworks when you light them and to always keep a bucket of water or a hose handy in case of flames, according to advice from the Indiana State Fire Marshal. Follow the labeled instructions on each firework and never use pyrotechnics if impaired by drugs or alcohol. Consumer fireworks can be set off from 10 a.m. to midnight. Read more details about the rules surrounding fireworks at in.gov/DHS. I'm Chloe White in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. Governor Mike Braun announced $84 million in infrastructure grants to 147 cities and counties across Indiana. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita sent a letter to the town of Merrillville to rescind a resolution opposing Immigration and Customs Enforcement establishing a detention facility or face a state lawsuit. And Governor Mike Braun announced on Tuesday that the state will make good on any financial loss local governments face because of the ongoing gas tax suspension. That's Who and What for Thursday, July 2nd. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.